السلام عليك يا ماما أبا Ayatollah Ahmad Dumyaneji, rahmatullah alayh, searched about the books that have been compiled or written regarding the figure and personality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he found that this approach is missed and has not been done by any researcher.
When late Ayatollah Dumyaneji reaches to the figures, historical figures and Islamic figures, selectively he presents a very enriched information about it.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Teacher. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two Islamic experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyainia. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Mahdavi. Welcome to your show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyainia, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, the late Ayatollah Mirza Ali Ahmadi Dumyaneji is the personality or dignitary with whom we are mainly concerned, especially his outstanding book and prominent collection of the books, I mean, Makatibul A'immah. In a previous discussion, Sheikh Mahdavi gave us a very good introduction that Makatibul A'immah was the subsequent, in fact, research done to Makatibul Rasul, the letters that were issued by Prophet Muhammad. And then the late Ayatollah Ahmad Dumyaneji decided to continue his research papers and books regarding the letters that were issued or written by the other infallible imams. So let's get to the main content of this book. I mean, Makatibul A'immah. What is the main content of this book? And I've heard that it is 7 volumes, but we have 12 imams. How he distributed the 12 imams among these 7 volumes?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Concerning the contents of the volumes of this volume in this book, we have to say the first 2 volumes of Makatibul A'immah are dedicated to Amir al-Mu'mineen. It's a compilation of all letters of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then in volume 3, we have the compilation of the letters of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad, and Imam Baqir.
That's right.
And then for volume 4, we have Imam Sadiq and Imam Kazim.
That's right.
Letters to be compiled in the volume 4. Okay. In volume 5, the letters of Imam Rida and Imam Jawad alayhim assalam, letters have been compiled. And for the volume 6, Imam Hadi, Imam Hassan Askari.
That's right.
And the last volume is dedicated to the letters, or what we call it in the Islamic terminology, tawqi, or tawqi'at,
right,
Imam
al-Asr. Okay. Very good.
But one of the things that our listeners are interested to know about this Makatibul A'immah with respect to our beloved Imam, Imam Hussein, which these days are dedicated to this Imam.
Yes.
We should mention that actually the whole information about the letters of Imam Hussein have been classified in 4 chapters. And this is a kind of chronological distribution of the information of the letters of Imam Hussein. In the 1st and 2nd chapter, we see the letters which has been issued in the era of Muawiyah. And then in the 2nd chapter, we have the letters which are issued in the time of Yazid. In the 3rd chapter, we have the letters that, as my dear brother
mentioned, they are ascribed or attributed.
Okay.
They're attributed to Imam.
That's
and
right.
The author of the book says that I am not certainly sure whether or not these letters has been issued by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So the chapter is titled Al-Makatib Al-Mansuba Ilayhi. This is the title of the chapter 3. And the last chapter is Miscellaneous Makatib.
Okay.
With respect to different issues and topics, for example, Kitabuhu Alayhi Salam Fil Mahabba. What he has written in terms of love was what he has written in terms of Ad-Dunya Wal-Akhirah, this world and hereafter.
Okay.
Another interesting point is that throughout these pages, which are overall 60 pages, we only have
about Imam al-Hussein.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam, yes. Starting from 84 to 156, we have only 27 of Imam Hussein letters. And all of us know, for example, when Imam Hussein's letter with respect to Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, when we study that, we see it's not more than 3 lines.
Okay.
Or when, this is actually one of the letters which is quoted in this chapter of Imam Hussein. Another letter when Imam is addressing the people of Kufa, rebuking them why you are not taking any stance against this tyrant, Yazid.
Yes.
It's totally one page. You may say that it's
maybe
10, 15 lines.
That's right.
But what made the chapter of the letters of Imam Hussein to be such big?
Yes.
When the overall number of the letters are not exceeding 27. This is the very important thing that we have to know. It is not only compiling the letters of Imams.
Okay.
This is with respect to the whole
volumes of the book. Okay.
When late Ayatollah Mianeji reaches to the figures, historical figures and Islamic figures, selectively he presents a very enriched information about it. For example, when he reaches a Sahabi or the companion of the Prophet, Hujr ibn Adi or Hujr ibn Uday,
that's right,
he puts a footnote for 2 pages with respect to the personality of Hujr ibn Uday.
That's right.
And another personalities.
Okay. So it gives the biography of the main receivers, maybe of
actually,
the
actually, this is not the receiver. Maybe the name of that man.
Oh, is mentioned in that letter.
Yes, is mentioned in the letter.
Okay.
So selectively, he chooses some of the figures and give a footnote.
For example, if there is a letter or wasiya to Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, Muhammad ibn Hanafiya's personality, his background is explained.
Yes,
for
and
example.
If another name of one of the people or the figures is mentioned in the letter, he also gives a good information about it. So, some way, somehow, you may say, in terms of some certain figures, you may look at it as a kind of short encyclopedia.
Short encyclopedia or introduction to the main Sahaba and the people around Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This is also, I think, a nice point regarding the research methodology of the late Ayatollah Ahmadi Mianeji. Okay, Sheikh Ziyani, let's get to you, brother. Do you have any more information specifically about the era of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the book Makatib al-A'immah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the letters from Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in the book, I mean Makatib al-A'immah alayhi salatu wassalam, let me explain and mention some sentences from the letters of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that are quoted in this book.
Very good.
Of course, some of the letters are very famous, like the will to Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, or the letter in which Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is mentioning his aim of the aim of his movement, or some other ones are famous. But in chapter 4, that miscellaneous letters are mentioned. One of the letters is this, وَصِيَّتُهُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لَعَامَّةِ النَّاسِ. That means Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is addressing ordinary people, all the people.
That's right.
And giving them some advices.
Okay.
Let me read some lines from the ending part of this letter. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam says, because, you know, we are also amongst the audience of these letters.
Yes.
So it's good to
all the people from all generations.
Yes.
Okay.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam says, Usikum bitaqwa Allah. I advise you to perform taqwa and be pious.
That's right.
Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ ضَمِنَ لِمَنِ اتَّقَاهُ أَنْ يُحَوِّلَهُ أَمَّا يَكْرَهُ إِلَى مَا يُحِبْ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed for the people who are pious to turn them and to shift their way. If they are doing something wrong, and if you are doing something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them to change their way into a way that He likes it. His Holiness likes it.
Yes. Okay.
So if Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, if you are pious, okay, as a result of being pious, if you are doing something wrong, if you are doing some action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it, mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that He will shift your way into a one that He, His Holiness,
you'll
likes
it. You'll guide
it
to the right path Ahsan. Again. Okay.
So, and it also says, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you your sustenance from a way that you do not have any idea about
idea.
It.
Opinion, okay.
These two suggestions are derived from the verses of Quran. The first one is derived from this verse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And the second one is derived from this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Talaq, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ.
But these ayahs are not mentioned in Makatibul Aima, are they?
No. They are
these
not,
are your own interpretation.
You know, exactly they are, as I intentionally use this
very
word,
good.
They are derived out from these verses.
Okay, very good.
In the ayat of Quran, they are mentioned by other words.
In other words, that's right.
But here, Imam Hussein alayhi salam is using the content of the verses to give advices to people.
Very good, okay.
And another important point that is the ending part of this letter is this: فَإِيَّاكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِمَّنْ يَخَافُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَأْمَنُ الْعُقُوبَةَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Be aware that do not be amongst the people who are afraid for others because of their sins, but they are sure about themselves while they are committing the same sin.
Oh.
So do not forget yourself.
That's right.
فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى لَا يُخْتَعْ عَنْ جَنَّتِهِ. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be cheated or tricked to enter people into heaven. No, He is aware of everything.
Okay.
وَلَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. And the things that are under the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not be achieved by any means but is adoring and worshipping Him.
That's right.
So this is the advice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to all of us to consider these very important points.
Nice selection, Shaykh Ziya, by you from the book Makatibul A'imma by the late Ayatollah Ahmadi Mianeji. And I think all these letters and saying statements, especially of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, are rich documents for the people in order to follow, you know. If we want to find the applications of the verses of the Holy Quran in our daily lives, we can refer to the other documents like the sayings and the statements of the infallible Imams, their letters. And we know that how much nowadays in the world the people are looking for guidelines. And through these letters and recommendations, we can find guidelines. The letters of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Of course, the late Ayatollah Ahmadi Mianeji has also other books. I mean, there is a big, long list of the works that have been produced by him. Mawaqif al-Shia is another book, I think.
Yeah, Mawaqif al-Shia.
Yeah. He has some annotations and explanations to some of the other books. For example, Shia in Islam, okay?
Yes.
Which has been also translated into English. He has an annotation or is better
annexation.
Yes, written by Allama Tawatabai. And the other books, he has also a share to Du'a Abu Hamza Somali. This is very important explanation. So all in all, we can find a person like the late Ayatollah Ahmadi Mianeji who dedicated himself to teaching different courses of Islamic theology, jurisprudence, and usul and fiqh and akhlaq. But also his research papers and book Makatibul Rasul and Makatibul A'imma become very much famous. May Allah bless his soul. Jamadi Usani 12, 14, 21 is the day that he passed away. and he's buried in the holy shrine in vicinity of the tomb of Lady Masuma, in the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma in the city of Qom. May Allah bless his soul, and may the people and all Muslims all around the world benefit from the books of the late Ayatollah Mirza Ali Ahmadi Mianiji. Sheikh Mahtavi, thank you very much.
You're most
and
welcome.
Also Sheikh Zia Inia, thank you very much, brother.
You're most welcome.
It was
thank
very
you.
Kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners and audience, for listening to this episode of the program. The teacher, do not forget us in your dua supplications and the morning ceremonies that you held for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam during the month of Muharram. You can visit our website at parstoday.com/en and download for free our previous episodes on this program, The Teacher. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page under the title Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Assalamu alaikum ya Abu Abdullah.
I don't fear if from your cradle you depart. You sleep in the deepest oceans of my heart. But if for only a second from me ocean in